What exactly are these communities?
These online digital communities could be private or public pages on Facebook. It can be a digital forum on an organization's website, or it can be public digital forums. This particular research that we did, we looked at a public Facebook page on Ovarian Cancer Australia's Facebook page, and we had ovarian cancer patients, family members, carers liking the page. Information was shared on that page.
Were they sharing their stories as well?
What happens is mostly the content is being posted by the particular organization, and people share it, reuse it, like it, post comment, and also the members of the page may share their own stories.
What might that mean to the person who has ovarian cancer that they have the platform to do this?
People and patients are in stage 1, 2, 3, 4, and you have your own medical, you know, situation, circumstances, and difficulties. What we found was that as you see that there are other people with similar situation, circumstances, as you can exchange experience and sometimes exchange pain as well as needs that you may have, that nobody else would understand it because other people may not be in your situation. So when you meet other people on this page that they have similar experience, and when you can exchange support, so when you exchange information, when you exchange experience, that significantly helps in boosting your psychological well-being. It helps, it gives people hope. It empowers them in various ways. Different groups of users have different needs. So this research looked at this particular group, but now we're looking at other groups of users.
I guess to go to the second area of research, which you'd mentioned was older people and their interaction. Is it their interaction with these similar sorts of communities, or was it just more so the technology itself?
Mostly in reports and research, older people are defined as like people over 65. There are some platforms, online Facebook pages, online communities, digital forums dedicated to people over 65.
So what are these Facebook pages exactly?
Some of the popular ones are, one is called Over 60, Start at 60. Their Facebook page, about 2 months ago, they had 470,000 members.
Like you mean likes on the page?
Likes on the page. Over 60, right. over60.com.au.
And what sort of things are on the page? Like what are they posting about?
A lot of content in regards to education, health, events, community activities. Some of the websites, they facilitate dating and finding companions. Going out, you know, to going to the events, finding somebody to join you for particular events.
It's funny because I guess you wouldn't imagine there to be like a Facebook page, so to speak, that would be like 25 to 40 or like 40
to
60.
That's right. And I would say it's because they have different needs. The type of health services, health information, educational information, and this and that. That could be why pages like this have been motivated to be created.
Were you also looking, I guess, the psychological benefits that these sorts of platforms might provide for older people?
Now, the question of to what extent this helps or may impact their psychological well-being of the older users, that's something to be discussed and investigated. But as part of the brief study that we did, we found that these social applications can help older people in various ways. Firstly, and most importantly, help them to connect to other people, connect to community members. It helps a lot with addressing sense of isolation, tackling loneliness. And also it helps with connecting with family members, and it helps with your awareness of what's happening in the community. But saying this, the social technologies and the technology, you know, digital technologies, is not just about positive impacts. They are not for everybody. They are not for every old, senior and older people. Some older users, they may actually not be able to physically be able to use the technology. They might be at a stage that they need dedicated care. But for some people with some particular conditions, they might be under stress, depression, it's better not to see what's happening out there. Because people tend to share happy pictures, happy memories. And that doesn't necessarily reflect the whole life of that particular person. So people with depression and living under stress, the psychological well-being may not improve if they see all the happy pictures and they feel that, oh, everybody else is happy. My life is, I'm not as happy. And that could actually negatively impact your psychological well-being. There needs to be more work in terms of, I would say, education and helping older user to understand the technology, the implications, the ways that you need to protect yourself, as well as how you can use it to do new things and empower you in various ways.
What's the best form for this education to come in, do you think?
I am not an expert in aged care, but there are a lot of services that's from different organizations, government and non-government organizations, being offered to older people. This type of education and digital literacy can come in different form by different organizations. Aged care service providers, they can offer training as part of their programs, as well as government organizations. And these services don't have to necessarily be face-to-face. They can be online as well as face-to-face classes and training. But I think it's very important, in addition to a lot of content that's already out there, to provide tailored, customized programs and training programs for older groups of users